Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with a couple of very important topics to talk about today. But Leanne, first give your phone number.
The phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Before we start, I had a request. Previous two weeks, we had a lady talking about estate planning.
An attorney.
And somebody asked, would you give her phone number? So I'm going to give it. I'm not going to give it right now, but just hang on a minute while you get a pen so you can write it down. And we're going to give her phone number. So if you need to talk to her, she is very good. In fact, she did our will and trust.
She seems super knowledgeable. Yeah, she did.
Very knowledgeable, yes. And she's been a great gal.
She's been in the business long enough, so she sees the pros and the cons of everything.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, now I'll give her phone number. 715-386-0358.
Say it again.
715-386-0358.
And what was her name again?
Her name was Annie Brose, B-R-O-S-E.
B-R-O-S-E.
E. And she licensed in both Minnesota and Wisconsin.
So. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
All right. We'll go from there. Leanne, the market has been doing very well.
People were really excited this week with the market.
Friday didn't do quite as well. There was a couple little burps in there, but let's talk about the market a little bit.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing is there's a lot of good things going on. Number one, inflation is down. There's a lot of jobs available, so unemployment is down. Consumer spending is up. Globally, also, we're doing well. And there's a lot of new homes that are being bought.
Let's go back to the jobs. It's amazing to walk into a restaurant or a business now, and they've got signs on the door, hiring. I notice Fury Motors in South St. Paul. It says hiring all positions. Lots and lots of jobs around now. So people are starting to go back to work that have been off for quite a while.
Yeah, because actually there's a lot of extra jobs out there that they are not getting filled.
They're not getting filled.
But something else that was coming up was this tax bill. And people were looking forward to seeing something happen there. Now, it wasn't all happening exactly the way they wanted because Friday the market went down a little bit. But there's a really good feeling about our economy, about what people are looking forward to now or the holiday season. And that makes a big difference because if you're very confident and feel good about yourself and feel good about your investments and you see your investments, et cetera, grow, it makes you feel good, and it'll give you a nice Christmas present.
Well, let's just talk about that for a moment. The market, I think, has been growing quite nicely because of the anticipation of a good new tax bill. If the Republicans don't get it passed, and they're not going to get any help from the Democrats, we know that, then I'm afraid we may not have a good return on their investments. But hopefully, they'll get the thing done, and then the market will continue to grow.
Well, the economy has been doing good, though.
The economy is very good, yes.
And when you have a lot of jobs for people, that makes people feel good, too, and they're taking those jobs. We've seen a lot of changes going on with the job market, and more people are going back to work. We have a grandson who's changed jobs a couple times because one job is better than the next job, and he's moved forward. And I've heard other people say, too, they've taken one job, and then there's another job coming along that's even better for them, and they move forward. Plus, when they put money into their retirement accounts, if they're not putting money into other things, but just the retirement accounts, they're putting money in monthly, and they're seeing that money take shape and grow for them. It's better than seeing it go up and down and up and down and up and down. they feel more comfortable with this constant movement forward. And yes, every once in a while there's a movement back, but it's been very consistent.
Another cute little story about one of our other grandsons got his first job and got his first paycheck. And he was appalled at how much money that they took out for taxes and Social Security. It is really funny. And I'm like, well, welcome to the real world, kid.
Yep.
That's the way life is.
And I don't think he had never gotten a paycheck, so he didn't realize that all that, you know, what money was coming out. And he said, I was really surprised.
Yeah.
But he was very pleased too. It wasn't that bad. And he wanted to particularly get started before Christmas so that he could share some of that money with gifts with other people. So he was excited, and it was fun to see him excited.
Right. Leanne, you use a lot of ETFs in your investment programs.
We do.
Why?
The ETFs are fun, but they're not only fun.
Tell us what an ETF is again, exchange?
An exchange traded fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, how are they different than a mutual fund?
Give me a moment here.
Okay. Why don't you tell us, Leanne?
Every day I'm going to open my mouth, he's popping in something here.
Yeah.
A regular mutual fund will have a portfolio manager. And that portfolio manager will buy and sell for you, the individual, within that portfolio. For instance, if you have Fidelity Contra, that's a mutual fund. If you have Parnassus Core Equity, that's a mutual fund. They have portfolio managers that buy and sell for you. And at the end of the day, they settle. And the next day, you find out where you're at with that mutual fund. With an ETF, an exchange-traded fund, they follow indexes. And when we follow an index that's such as the S&P 500, especially if it's in an exchange-traded fund, what happens is your advisor can go ahead and buy that ETF during the day and get the price that they want, or the prices that are available. They can choose which price they want and then go ahead and buy it and get it at that time. Just like when you're buying an individual stock. Bob, have you ever bought an individual stock?
I have not.
Okay. But you have a retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
And then that retirement account was like you have mutual funds.
Right.
And the mutual funds come in different categories. You can have them very conservative, like balanced funds. You can have the large caps, which are the great big companies that pay the dividends. You can have mid cap, small cap, international, global. And they can have portfolio managers that go ahead and buy for you. And that is how they will change what's going on inside that portfolio depending upon what's happening with the economy or economies. Now, when we look with an ETF, for instance, say the S&P 500 ETF, there's going to be those stock within that, you know, within that ETF, and it's not going to have a portfolio manager buying and selling. They're going to say, the S&P 500, it will be the S&P 500, and it's just going ahead to move ahead as the S&P 500 without someone coming in and changing it. So it's an exchange-traded fund that you can buy during the day. You can get the price that hopefully you want or close to it, and you don't wait until the next day to find out if you have it. And that's a nice thing. It follows an index. There's not going to be a lot of changes going on there, but it'll follow that index.
Are there equal in that index, if there's 100 stocks, is it equally split among those 100 in that index, or is it weighted?
If it's the S&P 500, it's following 500 stocks.
Mm. Right. So, I mean, but there's not 30% of your funds on the fund, you know.
No.
It's equally weighted. Okay.
No. It depends. For instance, there's the iShares Russell 1000 Growth. Well, the iShares is an ETF. The PowerShares QQQ is an ETF. That follows the NASDAQ. PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility. Now, that's a little bit different because every quarter, at the end of the quarter, they take the one that is the most aggressive and they lower that and bring up the rest. they're trying to keep it on an equal basis. But if I'm going to buy an ETF, I can watch it during the day and I can say, ah, that's a good price, and I can get it at that time. But it will follow whatever the index says it is.
But the question that Bob asked, let's go back to the original question. If you've got 500 stocks in the ETF, does each one have one share into that total pool?
You can't explain it that way.
Okay, well, that
was what I was going at. Yeah.
If it's 500 stocks, it's 500 stocks.
Okay.
But they do throw some in and throw some out.
That's right.
Okay.
At times. They will adjust that at times.
Is it a person who's making these decisions, or is it a computer program that when it's time to buy?
When it's time to buy?
Yeah. Or sell.
Who makes those decisions?
You do.
I mean, you know, when my money's already in there and they're decide
when they adjust it?
Yes.
Then there'll be someone who'll be working with that ETF.
Okay.
So they're just looking at saying, okay, this is going to be adjusted now, like the S&P 500 low volatility at the end of the quarter. They will come in and they will adjust it and take and lower the one that's really aggressive and really volatile. So they will adjust it, and every so often on some of these indexes, they will adjust them. But there is somebody or a committee that makes that decision.
Mm. Ah, there's your answer.
Is that what you were going for? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was a long answer on a short question. But, yes, they are very good, and you do a lot with ETFs.
Well, I like the ETFs because I know exactly when I can get it during the day, and I know that it's not going to be adjusted on that particular day. But the other thing is I like the combination of regular mutual funds that has somebody managing them and the ETF to go along with them.
Okay.
It's a combination mm-hmm. that I think works very, very well.
Okay. And you've done quite well with your clients, haven't you?
Right. The clients are very happy with that. They like the combinations, too, because, number one, they like the indexes, but they like to see some changes going on with the regular mutual funds. And when you look at the regular mutual funds, sometimes you can put lower amounts in the regular mutual funds than you will in an ETF.
Ah, okay.
The price can make a difference, too.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That's got their answer, Bob.
Yep. We've got a couple minutes left.
Okay. Leanne, one of the things that's always difficult for young people to say, I don't want to be aggressive. I want to be very conservative. And yet you have older people say, I want to be really aggressive. What's the fallacy here?
Well, the one thing you've got to look at, if you're young, you've got many, many years in which to let that money grow. You may not have as much money when you're younger. So consequently, in a case like that, you can do what we call dollar cost averaging. You can put in $50 a month. If the market's going up, you'll buy fewer shares. If the market's going down, you buy more. And if you are older, you're going to look at a much different type of portfolio than when you are younger. You're going to be more diversified. A lot will depend upon your age and depend upon how you feel when the market goes up and the market goes down.
Can you
have to adjust
that? Can you stand that up and down?
Right. And
for
that's
the young people, shouldn't
thing.
Have any problem. Leanne, give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Quickly, anything else to talk about investing, Leanne?
When you're going to think about investing, think about the long term or the short term, where you're at. Then decide how aggressive or conservative you're going to be. And I think that's a big thing.
All right.
Plan it out
mm-hmm.
and have a plan. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week. And if you've got a question or comment, give us a call.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.